Full Story is supported by AMP Super. There are moments in life where everything shifts. A new job, a new home, a new direction. But those same moments can also shape your future. AMP calls these super moments. Times to check in on your super. And with 24/7 digital financial advice, AMP Super helps you make more confident decisions as your situation changes. Search AMP Super Moments to find out more. AMP Super. Built for life's super moments. AMP Super, issued by NM Superannuation Proprietary Limited. To see PDS and TMD on amp.com.au and consider what's right for you.
Decision that Coles would have been quite confident. They would have seen the hearings kind of going their way in terms of how the questioning went and their defence. But ultimately, they have been found to have breached consumer law, to have put their own commercial interests way above the interest of their shoppers and to the detriment of their shoppers. And this is a major win for the regulator.
So just how consequential is it for the supermarket sector, for retail more broadly?
This is the question of whether it sets a precedent, because all court judgments are specific and they were fought on specific terms of how Coles runs its business. But there was a terrific line that really summarised this. So this is from Justice Michael O'Brien in his decision. And he said, in my view, the competitive pressure, and he's just talking here about Coles having an eye on Woolworths, he said the competitive pressure likely brought about a race to the bottom in terms of compliance with the Australian consumer law. And so what we understand from that is that they have really put those commercial interests and those competitive interests of trying to beat Woolworths ahead of the customer, ahead of the consumer, insofar as they've actually breached the law in doing that. Now, that is quite a warning to other retailers as well, that they should not go down this path. So competitive pressure is good when it's leading to better prices, but it's not good when really they're trying to outdo each other on profit maximisation and have gone so far that they breach the law in doing so.
Let's look at what the ACCC alleged in court. It focused on the pricing of items between 2022 and 2023 when the cost of living crisis was at its most extreme. Inflation was in the sevens. Coles argued that its discounts were genuine savings. Justice Michael O'Brien found otherwise. Can you take us through what the allegations were and the judge's findings?
Yes, so we'll rewind to that period. There were living costs were really getting out of hand. It was an inflationary period. Coles was saying that they were getting a lot of price increase requests from its suppliers. And so if they're getting those requests and they've got an item, a grocery item on sale, if they're going to adhere to those requests and pay their suppliers a bit more, they don't want, for commercial reasons, to keep at that lower price that they're selling it for. So instead of just increasing the price for a sustained period according to their new pricing formula, what they've done is come up with arrangements with those suppliers to briefly bump up the price and then put it back into its discount aisle. The problem is, from a shopper's perspective, is that you may see that down ticket and it's telling you that you're getting a good deal because the price used to be higher, but even just 4 or 5 weeks earlier, it was actually lower. And this applied to hundreds of products. Now, the court couldn't deal with all 245 products, so it looked at a sample, and the vast majority were found to have breached consumer law in terms of how Coles conducted itself. One example that was brought to the court was baby formula, and it was priced at $18 for well over 2 years. It then got briefly bumped up to $24, and this occurred for actually less than 30 days. It was about 23 days, and then it was dropped into down at $21. So a consumer who was looking for this particular product,
Bargain,
is paying $3 more than they were just over 3 weeks earlier and told that they're getting a great price.
Yeah, I think it was 13 of the 14 promotions that the court looked at that Coles falsely promoted discounts. And what was interesting, Jonathan, was that the judge also found that if the products had been sold at the WOS price for at least 12 weeks, then it wouldn't have been misleading. Why 12 weeks? Is that going to set a new benchmark in cases like this?
We need to talk about guardrails. So Coles have something called guardrails, and it's like an internal policy, but it's actually more than that. It's kind of legal framework that they've worked out over time that keeps their promotions, well, legal and not in breach of consumer law. Mm. Now, during this inflationary period, what's happening is they start doing this in late 2021 and then very aggressively in 2022, but they really start unwinding these guardrails. So, for example, by early 2022, Coles has put in place a system whereby they need to sell a product for 12 weeks at the new kind of normal price to create that WOS price before discounting it. But then by about March that year, they had reduced that down to 4 weeks. And that's when we get into this circumstance of a shopper going to Coles and paying more for a discounted item than they were just 4 or 5 weeks earlier. This is actually the thing that ultimately tripped Coles up, in that they were changing their model or their guardrails so quickly and so aggressively at that time. And that just raised the question, what's the point of having them? If Coles had previously thought we need to keep these prices for 12 weeks and now it's 4 weeks, like, what is the purpose of those guardrails given they're not set in stone, that they can just change them at will? And what the judge saw was that they're really changing them because of the price increase requests coming in from suppliers, but really because they're looking at Woolworths, and Woolworths is throwing products into their discount category at a much faster pace.
After the judgment, Coles did release a really brief statement to the ASX. What's their response to this ruling?
Coles responded on the day of the judgment. It said that we're pointing to the fact that the court found that the price increases resulted from supplier cost price increases and were commercially justifiable. Aside from that, they've just said they're reviewing the judgment.
Mm. Jonathan, do you think that execs in Coles HQ are nervous, are sweating this outcome? We know that the penalty will be decided down the track. What might that look like?
In terms of the financial penalty, most of the experts we've spoken to are talking about tens of millions of dollars, maybe in excess of $100 million. Qantas got done for about $100 million for its ghost flights issue. But in that case, Qantas did accept kind of liability very early. I believe the record in Australia for regulator action, the fine is about $125 million. So we're going to assume we're somewhere in that range. Maybe that sounds like a big figure to you and to me, but in terms of Coles, it's not necessarily about the money. This is another huge dent to their reputation.
So on reputation, Jonathan, how much will this damage Coles' reputation?
Because Australia's supermarket sector is so tightly held, we have Coles and Woolworths with about 2/3 share. Look, some people may see this judgment and decide not to buy their things from there, but kind of where else do you go? I really think the longer term issue for Coles is this loss of reputation. They've had a hard time in recent years. The big two have been shown to be among the most profitable supermarkets in the world, especially during a cost of living crisis in Australia, which is now re-emerging. And the big hit to them would be if another major supermarket wants to enter Australia, because what would happen from policymakers, given Coles has kind of lost its social license, is what would happen is the welcome mat would go out and big overseas companies would be welcome in, and that would create competitive pressure. So I do think it's kind of a slow burn issue. There's a bit of a hit to the Coles share price. People will be a little bit more wary of its promotions, but over time, perhaps the policy settings will be placed in favour of competitors.
Mm. I just want to ask you a bit more about that. Mm. So Coles is the second biggest supermarket chain in Australia. It has 800 plus stores around the country. Do you think that on a consumer level, people will change how they shop given how much dominance they have? Do people really have an option, even if they wanted to, even if they thought that they were really angry about the practices that have been proven in court? Do they have an alternative?
I have to say that through past experience, you don't see a great change in shopping habits from these sorts of things. Both Coles and Woolworths suffered a bit of a bad time for their reputation during the last few years through parliamentary proceedings and Senate inquiries. And we haven't seen a major shift in shopping habits, mainly because there aren't that many options. Whether it signals the end of Down Down, I mean, that is their premier promotion, is an interesting question. I mean, actually, at the breakfast table this morning, I was speaking to my 14-year-old. There's a Coles right near his school, and he was a bit outraged because he has almost no money, so he's always looking for the promotion. And just in his mind this morning, he went, oh, I shouldn't necessarily trust those. And I guess more significantly, if for people who are doing that big family shop, this could really kind of push them away for trusting what Coles puts in front of them and promotes as a good price.
We'll be right back. People will know that Down Down slogan. From Coles' perspective, do you think this will result in changes that people will be able to identify as they walk through the supermarket aisles?
The hope would be that the promotions are more transparent. Whether we actually see that in the